This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
Turkish authorities say at least 30 people were killed Saturday, nearly 100 others wounded in a blast. State-run news agency quoting the governor, Gaziantep province, is saying the blast was due to a terror attack. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast, which the deputy prime minister said appeared to be a suicide bombing. Other officials speculated on involvement of Kurdish rebels or the Islamic State militants. Blast occurred in an area where three explosions in recent days have been linked to Ankara government, to the rebels of the outlaw Kurdistan Workers Party, the PKK. Turkey has been racked by a series of attacks in recent months, including a bombing at Istanbul Airport that killed 44. Another bombing killed 40 people in Ankara in March. The country still reeling from last month's failed coup attempt. The attack came after Turkey's prime minister had said his country will take a more active role in Syria in the next 6 months to prevent the country from being divided. Speaking to reporters in Istanbul, the prime minister said the bloodshed needs to stop. He said babies, children, innocent people should not die. He also said that Syria's president Bashar al-Assad had no role in Syria's future. Turkish leader did express concern about the ethnic divides created by the five-year civil war in Syria, where Kurdish groups have carved out their own regions and occasionally fight with Syria's Arab majority. On Thursday, Syria's Air Force for the first time began bombing Kurdish fighters in Hasaka, a city where Kurds and Syrian government forces have been loosely working together. This is VOA News. Afghan troops have recaptured a key northeastern district from the Taliban just hours after the militant group took it. Afghan officials told a joint news conference in Kabul that fierce fighting for the control of Khanabad left at least 75 insurgents dead, including four Taliban commanders. They also confirmed that six Afghan security personnel were killed while another 16 were wounded. Taliban seized control of Khanabad in an offensive, it said, that claimed the lives of many and wounded many other Afghan forces. Tens of thousands of Yemeni demonstrators backing Shiite Houthi rebels marched Saturday in the rebel-held capital Sana'a. Organizers billed the march as a show of support for a controversial new governing council opposed by the UN and many Western governments. It was also in support of ousted President Ali Abdullah Saleh, a Shiite leader driven from power in 2012 after ruling for more than three decades. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry due to arrive in Kenya tomorrow to discuss terrorism in neighboring countries before traveling on to Nigeria and Saudi Arabia. Kerry then travels on to be with British counterparts, the U.N. envoy, to Yemen to discuss the war there. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says Rio de Janeiro has hosted iconic games that were organized in the midst of the city's ongoing struggles. At a news conference in Rio, Bach said the games had not been organized in a bubble.
These games have been organized in a city where there are social problems, where there are social divides, where real life continued.
Bach told reporters that no public money had been spent on organizing the event. He said it was better for the games to be close to reality rather than having 16 days of Olympic Games being isolated. Nine Australian athletes will pay each a fine about $3,100 after being detained by police in Rio de Janeiro following a flap over credentials at the Olympic basketball game. Australian Olympic Committee Secretary General Fiona de Jong said the athletes have been charged with falsifying a document.
It is an offence that does carry an imprisonment, between 1 to 5 years, but that ultimately was not where we got to, which we're very pleased at.
Australian Olympic Committee Chief of Mission said the athletes were aware that accreditations had been tampered with, but were definitely not at fault.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1.
So much pressure. Why it's so loud? If you don't like my sound, you can turn it down. I gotta roll, and I walk it alone. Uphill back, I look good when I climb. I'm ferocious, precocious, I get braggadocious. I'm not gonna stop. I like the view from the top. Hey, you saw that blah, blah, that blah, blah, that blah, blah. And I'm so done, I'm so over it.
The hits. Love that lady's voice, Jessie J. And that's Masterpiece. She's working on some new music and planning a tour for 2017. Coming up next, Shawn Mendes and the follow-up album to his debut, handwritten, is called Illuminate. Here's the first song off the new album, Treat You Better, on VOA 1.
I won't lie to you. I know he's just not right for you. And you could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face when you say that he's the one that you want. And you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop.
I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman.
Stop time for you. The second you say you'd like me to, just wanna give you the loving that you're missing. Baby, just to wake up with you will be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do. Cause I know I can treat you better than he can. You better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted grind when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you
home. You were trying to wear me down, down. Kissing up on fences and up on walls. On the way home, I guess it's all working out now. Cause there's still too long to the weekend, too long till I drown in your hands. Too long since I've been a fool. Oh yeah.
hits. It's new music on VOA 1.
Along with Haley Steinfeld, and that is Starving. And Haley has been busy filming the Pitch Perfect 3 film that she stars in. She made her debut in Pitch Perfect 2, and so she continues with the film. And we'll see her in 2017 on the big screen. We'll also see her on the road as part of the Meghan Trainor tour that begins this month. And this one is Starving, a brand new song. I'm Larry London, VOA1. We've got the hits and magic are rude.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car, raced like a jet, all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question.
Maybe that's good. Yeah, no matter what you say, maybe that's
leave no choice. Can't live without her. Love me or hate me, we will be boys. Standing at that altar.
Sometimes I think that quite as safe as sound. What if we're hard to find? What if we lost the minds? What if we let them fall behind and they're never found? And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth and the stars exploding, we'll be fireproof. My youth is yours, tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours, run away now and forever. My youth is yours, the truth so loud, you can't ignore my youth. My youth, my youth. Start to drive. What if we close our eyes? Speeding through red lights into paradise. Cause we've no time for getting old. What if body, time, and souls? Cross your fingers, here we go. And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth and the stars exploding, we'll be fireproof. My youth is yours, tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours, run away now and forever. My youth is yours, the truth so loud you can't ignore my youth. My youth, my youth.
Savon Youth, this is VOA1, the hits.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves. And everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you.
you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves.
VOA 1. And one thing that never goes out of style for Taylor is her generosity. She has donated $1 million to the state of Louisiana for emergency flood relief. in the state. They suffered a lot of floods recently, leaving a lot of people homeless. In fact, she says that she started her 1989 tour there over a year ago. Everyone was so nice and so kind, and she really has a special relationship with Louisiana, and she said it's very sad and unfortunate. People were devastated and forced to leave their homes. This is VOA 1, the hits, with Fifth Harmony, Worth It.
Give it to me, I'm worth it.
Bring it back like she loves some. Bring it back like she loves some. In the club with the lights off. Don't you act a shy for? Come and show me that you're with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. Stop playing how you know that I'm with it, with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. What you acting shy for?
Just give me you, just give me you. Just give me you. That's all I wanna do. And if what they say is true, if it's true, I'ma give it to you. I may take a lot of stuff, guaranteed, I can back it up. I think I'ma call you bluff, hurry up, I'm waiting out from. It's all on you, so what you wanna do? And if you don't have a clue, not a clue, I'll tell you what to do. Come harder just because I don't like it too soft. I like it a little rough, not too much, but maybe just enough.
Like she loves some. Bring it back like she loves some. In the club with the lights off. Don't you act a shy for? Come and show me that you're with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. Stop playing how you know that I'm with it, with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. What you act a shy for?
Give me, I'm worth it. Give me, I'm worth it. Give me, I'm worth it. Now what?
VOA 1. And Adam Levine and his wife Bahati Prinsloo will be parents very, very soon. She's due any day now. Coming up next, Meghan Trainor, who's got red hair these days, and she's getting ready for her tour to support the new album Thank You. This is her latest Me Too on VOA 1.
I'm still You, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me. Oh, if I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me.
Crazy, such a classic tale. Current girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, I'm trying to be cool. I'm being paranoid, am I seeing things? Am I just
Spears with Perfume on VOA 1. Her new album Glory comes out on the 26th, and she will perform 2 days later on the MTV Video Music Awards show. Throughout the years, Britney has received 28 nominations, and she has won 5 of the MTV Awards. I'm Larry London, VOA 1. We've got Coldplay, Viva La Vida.
That was when I ruled the world.